Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Hi, I placed an order last night that I want to cancel.
All right, can I get your zip code?
28215.
And your first and last name?
I'm sorry?
Your first and last name?
Beverly Saylor, S-A-Y-L-O-R.
And can you verify your shipping address?
13611 Haven Ridge Lane, Unit 205, Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right. It says here that you have the Ava Skincare Skin Cream and Eye Serum.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you wanted to cancel?
Yeah. I just read about it, and it said it's a scam.
Who said it was a scam?
The reporter, the article that I read.
How can it be a scam when you're going to receive the product? I don't understand.
Well, because it's many people have done it before, and
we have a lot of loyal customers. But I mean, if that's up to you at the end of the day. I can't cancel it for you.
I'm sorry?
I said it's up to you at the end of the day. I can't cancel it for you.
Yeah, would you cancel that, please?
All right, give me 1 second. All right, I have that canceled for you.
Okay, and when will they refund my?
You should receive a refund in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and if they don't, do I just call this number back?
Correct.
I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I really don't expect it. My money to be returned, and I don't really expect that you've canceled my order, but I've done what I can do for now. But you are, I don't know if it's you or you're just taking calls for this company, but they've got an F as a grade from the Better Business Bureau, and it says it's not a legitimate business.
I don't know anything about that. I'm just customer service call center, but I canceled it, and like I said,
right,
you should receive a refund.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.